I'd like to welcome to Music in Melbourne this morning the lovely Tanya De Jong, who's here to talk about her new album that's just been released, Heaven on Earth. Tanya is a phenomenal soprano and a phenomenal person, I've got to say, reading her bio. There's far too much to name right in this moment. Welcome to Music in Melbourne, Tanya.
Thanks so much, Sasha.
So first of all, what would you like to say about this new recording for someone who hasn't listened to it yet?
Yes, well, this new recording's a bit of a dream project, I guess. I've released a number of CDs, 7 CDs with my group Potpourri that many people will be familiar with, and another CD called Soundsations, which is sort of meditation, Indian mantras and so on. But this piece was very much a project that I think I've been dreaming about for a long time. And the idea was to bring some of the most beautiful music ever written to a new audience and to people who love classical music but perhaps want to hear it a little bit differently, and to create a passion for classical music with those people who aren't that familiar with it. And so I engaged Joe Kindamo, who's just a genius, to create all the arrangements and play on the CD and musically direct it and so on. And literally the songs are what I think of if I was in heaven. This is the sort of music that I'd be listening to. And so we have some beautiful reinventions of some of the great classical works of all time, like Mozart's Clarinet Concerto, Beethoven's Fifth and Seventh. We have Dvorak from the New World Symphony rearranged, the Nimrod, Elgar, you know, incredible pieces. And then we also have some beautiful originals, Heaven on Earth, the title track, which comes from Mark Twain's famous quote, "Sing like no one's listening, love like you've never been hurt, dance like nobody's watching, and live like it's heaven on earth." And so that's got Italian lyrics. So all those beautiful words are in Italian, which sounds lovely because, of course, Italian's so beautiful to sing in. And we have some other originals. And then there's also some rearrangements of some standards, you know, songs like Summertime with Joe playing some incredible improvisations in that, La Vie en Rose, and he's playing the piano accordion in that, and Somewhere from West Side Story, also Cuore Angolato, famous Neapolitan song, which is always sung by tenors, which I've always felt is extremely unfair. And the other great thing about the CD is that we have such extraordinary musicians on it. So not only Joe, of course, but Zoe Black plays first violin, and a number of other wonderful musicians such as, you know, Sarah Currow, and wonderful clarinetist, and Jonathan Morton, who I've sung with for many years, sings the baritone in some of the duets. So it's a beautiful recording that I'm really proud of. In fact, most of my CDs I've listened to and I always, you know, pick them to pieces and I don't want to listen to them, but this one I'm actually quite happy listening to.
You've talked a fair bit about how eclectic it is and how I like to use the word reimagined. Mm-hmm. You've reimagined some of these really classical standards that in just a different way. But what I find really interesting is that you actually wrote new, in brackets, lyrics, mm-hmm, to some of these songs that, mm-hmm, I'll now call them. How did you go through this process? What inspired you and where did you look, mm-hmm, to find words for these absolute, yes, standards?
And I really wanted to make sure they were not corny. Mm. So that was incredibly important because I heard, for example, Jose Carreras do an English version of the Clarinet Concerto and I really found that a little bit naff. And but, you know, there'll be some music purists out there who won't want any words to the Mozart Clarinet Concerto. But the fact is, you know, as a 3-minute song, it is all about love. And so Tesoro Mio, you know, my treasure, that song to me has always epitomised love, you know, and this day will never come again. There's something timeless about that clarinet concerto. So I think, yes, we named it This Day Will Not Come Again. But I sing those words in Italian. Mm. And then pieces like the Bring the Light, the Beethoven, which is based off Beethoven's Fifth Piano Concerto, that to me was a song that was all about light. And in fact, the whole album is about helping people to feel more light. You know, often we have periods in our life that are dark, that are sad, that are difficult. A lot of people feel lonely. This CD, in a sense, is like a friend, you know, and you can just turn it on and you can feel like there is light, there is hope. And so Bring the Light, that Beethoven piece, was about that. The Passing Time piece, which is based on Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, to me that feels like the clock is ticking. You know, there's this very steady beat in that piece, and Il Tempo Passo, you know, the time is passing. Soon we will go into the night, but let's make the most of today and this present moment, because that's all there really is. That's all there ever is. So this album is really, it's all about being in the present moment. That was what I really wanted people to experience. And that's why I put the lyrics there, so that, and I didn't find it that different. The lyrics just somehow came. In fact, I felt like I was being guided through the whole album, you know, in terms of what pieces we picked, working with Joe, everything about the album. I mean, look, it was a long project. It took a couple of years, but that's partly because we're very busy and we've got lots of projects on, but also it was something that just needed a bit of an evolution. You know, there was the idea, then there was working out what actual pieces, then writing the lyrics, Joe writing the arrangements, working out who was going to play on the CD, the recording process, the whole artistic process. I mean, the cover image, I had so many comments about that by Claudia Rubenstein. It's just stunning. I mean, I wanted the cover to represent this heaven on earth, the sun's rays going through the forest, the owl, there's an owl on the cover, a dove, a kookaburra and many other singing birds, and then there's tulips because I come from Holland, and, you know, there's butterflies because life is fragile.
What's next for you? What's coming up in 2015?
Yeah, so I've got quite a few concerts. Like I'm doing a lot of singing. I'm doing a lot more of my own solo concerts. I'm also doing a lot of keynote speaking, so I talk a lot about creativity, imagination, leadership, where creative ideas come from. And we're in such an era of disruption, and it's more important than ever to unlock creativity and innovation. So I spend a lot of time inspiring people to unlock their own creativity.
And that was my talking to Tanya de Jong here at 3MBS earlier in the week. Tanya Soprano, joined by Joe Kindamo, composer and pianist, and Zoe Black, violinist with orchestra, on Tanya's latest solo album, Heaven on Earth. If you'd like more information, just go to tanyadeyoung.com or creativeuniverse.com.au, or there's a Facebook page, facebook.com/heavenonearthalbum, if you'd like to know more about that CD. And we're going to hear the title track from that album now, Heaven on Earth.
Sing like no one's listening. Love like you've never been hurt. Dance like nobody's watching. Live like it's heaven on earth.
Alla come se nessuno ti stesse guardando.